SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Wednesday. All right, let's get the good.
Bringing us over the hump day.
Yes.
The good of the day, Ocean City Boardwalk, which is in New Jersey.
Yes.
They have trained falcons to scare away those pesky seagulls.
About time.
Yes.
It's about time.
You know what? You know what the only redeeming quality of a seagull is? When you first show up to any ocean-type setting and you can just hear that squawk.
That's true.
Then you know it's like, hey, I'm at the ocean.
Is it an urban legend that you feed them Alka-Seltzer, they explode?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Because if so, I would have thought, you know, that's one way to get rid of them.
I think I would have seen viral videos on that.
Yeah,
so
they have employees, Ocean City Beach employees, who are just cruising up and down the boardwalk. They have a falcon in their arm, and they've just trained them that they don't really fly off. They just kind of start flapping their wings, scaring the seagulls away. I think they might actually just do a quick little loop around and come right back. I don't know if the falcons know that they're scaring seagulls, but
they're just flying.
The presence of a falcon being there is scaring seagulls away.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. I had a bad run-in with a seagull once.
Did you really?
I really did.
Is that scary?
No. I mean, I guess now looking back on it, it's very comical.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking they jabbed you with the beak.
No. I didn't get the Fabio treatment.
Oh, okay.
No, there was this place we used to go to in Monterey, California, Fisherman's Wharf, and you would go and you'd buy like a little tray of fish so you could feed the sea lions right there that are just hanging on the water.
Oh, nice.
I loved it as a kid. You know, just grab a fish, throw it in the water. Sea lions are, you know, just yelling at you to throw more fish. I remember I got a brand new tray of fish. I had to be 8, 9 years old, I think. I got a brand new tray of fish. I was so excited. Going to start feeding the sea lions there in the water. A seagull came down, grabbed my entire tray, and took off. But not before leaving a present in my hand.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, at that time, I think I was upset. My mom was chuckling. She thought
that was
funny.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Because, I mean, if that happened to my kid, I'd be laughing too.
We were on the beach in New Jersey a couple years ago, Labor Day weekend, and my wife had, I don't know what she had, but she was feeding, there was some birds on the beach, and she started giving them bread, and I said, don't do that.
No.
And sure enough, there was 5 million birds hovering
over. They just come out of nowhere.
It was incredible. I think it was like 3, and she was just tossing them some bread, and I said, oh, God, don't do that.
That's why, I mean, just that scenario alone, I always thought the movie Finding Nemo accurately portrayed seagulls.
I agree.
I know it's a cartoon.
They did some research,
and they came to figure out that all seagulls say are mine.
That's right. It's pretty wild. This is actually a cool idea. The falcons going to school. That's pretty awesome.
Non-invasive.
Yeah.
You know, telling the seagull you don't have to leave the ocean. You just can't stay here. Boardwalk is closed.
This is the equivalent of having a gentle giant as a friend and then walking around with them, and the people who don't like you go, I'll stay away. Your friend doesn't really know why he's there, but you're just like, I get it. Yeah, look at this. I brought 6'10", 325-pound buddy here.
Yeah, I'm walking around with Shaq.
Right, and your buddy's like, oh, this is cool. You seem like your friends are nice. That's what the falcon is doing. The falcon is just flying around, right?
Just doing his thing.
And the seagulls are like, whoa, okay, we get it. We're out of here. Bye. And the falcon's like, I don't know what the problem is. I'm supposed to fly around and come back.
I'm not here to eat you.
No,
I got steak.
They're going to give me steak
in a few minutes.
Yeah, that's well done.
Just stretching my wings.
Well done. That's a job, too. That's great. That's a gig. That's a gig for somebody riding around with a falcon. That's fantastic.
How much of a hardo do you feel? You're just cruising down the boardwalk. You got that big leather glove, and you're just sitting there with a falcon on your arm.
What is that? What is the name of somebody who does that? It's a falcon, not a falconeer. That's dumb.
I gotta look.
They're the people who have the They do the Falcon thing. All right, now what is the bad? They do the Falcon thing.
I know what you're talking about.
I have nothing else to say. There is a word for it.
There is a word for it.
Hit me up on Twitter at Tony D Radio. spare me the agony of Googling this. What's the bad?
The bad of the day. The bad is one of those that just makes me angry. And it is dumb as well.
Okay.
But the bad, I'm sure you caught this somewhere on the Twitterverse. Max Kellerman.
Yes, I saw this.
Saying outlandish things just for clicks. Because I know for a fact he cannot believe. Basically, actually, I'll let him tell you.
If you had to put him on any team, since he can't be like all NBA best team, what team would he be on?
He would be on the all NBA worst team, actually.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Look, you're kidding.
The point is this.
Go home.
The point is this.
You go home.
He averaged.
Goodbye. Kobe Bryant's on the worst team. Goodbye.
He averaged 22 points a game, and people who know no better will point to that.
I really find it hard to believe that Max Kellerman fully believes that Kobe Bryant would be on an NBA all worst team.
I am so...
This is solely just for clicks, right?
I am so sick of this. I am so sick of these people. And I have a lot of respect for these guys in our industry, in our own industry, who feel it necessary to just lay out a layer of BS just because somewhere along the line it gets a reaction. It's so...
I am so
tired of this. It's because... You want to be known as somebody who has strong opinions that make sense, right? That you can make a legit argument for, right? That you can say, look, I think the Cowboys should trade Ezekiel Elliott. And somebody goes, that's crazy. And he said, but here's four reasons why that makes sense. And you lay it out and somebody goes, well, you know what? I agree with like two of them, maybe three of them. I still don't think they should, but I see your point. Like that would be me like going instead of trading Ezekiel Elliott should be banned from the NFL because he can't run the football at all.
Exactly. That's
like he literally can't run. He walks. And then people go, you're crazy. Yeah, that's the point. I'm crazy. I'm crazy like a fox. Look, you're clicking on my stuff. Like that's I'm tired of this. And now that it makes me wonder if she walked off that stage as a bit.
They all sat in a room and said, you say this,
and then you get mad and you walk off the set and all of America will go nuts. And
ratings are dipping a little bit. Yeah. We need a quick pick me up.
Exactly.
And I mean, and it didn't fail.
No, of course
people
not.
People responded all over the place, just absolutely. Hating all over Max Kellerman. And, you know, people were saying, the only problem with this video is that Stephen A. wasn't there to yell at him.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's it. I just...
Now, if he does really believe this, then what an idiot.
Then
that's
back
dumb.
It up.
At least back it up, right?
He's coming back with like, he scored 22 or averaged 22 points per game. And I'm like, no.
He had Achilles issue and he wasn't quite the same player, but nevertheless, it's not the all worst team.
No, but he made the All-Star every single season even if he's just talking about this decade, 2010, because that's what obviously it stems from is when NBA.com came out with their all decade team, and he was in third, or was on the third team. You know, even if you just take his body of work from 2010 to 2016, he wasn't the Kobe of the 2000s, obviously, but he's definitely. I don't know. It just
what Max Kellerman
it just
is saying
bugs me so much that these guys just do this
with Max. What Max Kellerman is trying to have you believe, and I'm going to state it as plainly as I can. Given that there are five guys on a team, and given that there are about three all of team, like all NBA or all defense, he's about three of them. What he's trying to convince you is that in a 10-year period from 2010 to the end of 2019 here, that Kobe Bryant was one of 15 of the worst players in the league over that 10-year period.
Right.
That's what he's trying to get you to believe. That of all the busts that occurred in the NBA, all the guys who were drafted that didn't make it, that got cut, bounced around the league, and eventually had to leave because they stunk or they gained weight or they weren't the player people thought they were, that on that list of those players... Kobe Bryant deserved to be on that list.
Yep.
Now, that's utterly insane, and that's why I think it was just a stunt, a silly, dumb stunt to get people like us yapping about them. Without any integrity or pride, he made that statement.
And that's the issue, is that he's losing, for me, I mean, he loses credibility.
Absolutely.
Skip Bayless does the same thing, and he's losing credibility as a sports guy.
Because I don't know when you're serious, and I don't know when you're pulling this stunt just to get people talking.
Yep.
Right? And again, I've said this before. One of my early lessons in doing this when I was young and I wanted to do this was I got told over and over again by a number of different guys, don't lie. Don't lie. You won't be able to keep up with your lies. And you'd be surprised how many people remember what you say who listen consistently.
Especially now that we have social media where people pull out things from 3 years ago. It's like,
right.
You didn't believe this then.
Exactly.
Why do you say it now?
So don't let, you know, one of my advice was like, all right, so if you grew up and you didn't like, let's say you didn't like a certain college team, don't say you like them as a kid. Like, oh, I was a big fan of USC when I was a kid growing up in New Hampshire. And then 2 years later go, I've always hated USC. They're a terrible football team. People will say, oh no, 2 years ago you said you grew up and loved that team. So don't lie. But now it's, I'll just say wherever I want just for clicks, and I'll take my credibility and everything that made me what I am in this industry. I will throw it all away for that because I don't have anything else. I can't do anything else that's worthy of people's respect. So I have to do this. I have to go convince America that Kobe Bryant was one of the 15 worst players in the NBA over a 10-year period. That's ridiculous and dumb. Speaking of dumb, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I'm not sure how you feel about reboots. Sometimes they do work.
Sometimes they're good.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes I feel that is completely unnecessary.
I agree.
And this might be one of them. Disney CEO Bob Iger came out and said, yes, they are planning to do a Disney reboot of Home Alone.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
I believe that it's strictly for their streaming service, Disney Plus. I don't think it's one of those that's going to be released to video or released in the theater.
That's fine, but don't sell me this as like, oh, yeah, the Christmas movie of the year is back.
I can almost say, okay, if it's on Disney Plus and you're doing it for your streaming service, maybe not so dumb. Maybe that gets kids wanting to watch it because kids love kids' movies. But if you're going the other route and saying, no, we're just going to completely redo the Home Alone story or just, you know, cast new characters and do the same thing, just different special. No, leave it as is. It's a timeless classic. Now.
It's a classic. It's great. What makes the movie great is that it's one of those movies when you watch it, you feel like this was perfectly cast.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Dead, perfectly cast. Like, Macaulay Culkin is the only one that could have played Kevin.
Ever.
Joe Pesci and, what's his name, Daniel Stern?
Daniel Stern.
Yeah, the only two guys that could have played the burglar villains.
Wet Bandits.
Yeah, those. It's just, you don't see anybody else
could
in those
roles.
Had
you don't see O'Hara those as the mom.
Yep, exactly.
John Hurt as the dad.
Exactly.
The uncle is the only guy who could have played, I don't even remember what the uncle's name was.
Yeah.
But look what you did, you little jerk.
Perfectly cast movie.
All the way through.
Don't mess
Buzz!
With it.
Can't cast another
That's
Buzz.
That's right. You can't cast another Buzz. That's exactly right. So, no, Disney. You want to do this for your own, again, your fans that sign up for your service, great, fine. But don't put it out in theaters. Expect me to pay $10 to go see this.
How much would this, if this was released in theaters, how badly would this movie bomb?
I think it would bomb. I agree. Ron, I couldn't agree more with that. I think you're 100% right. I think if they put this out in the theaters, I think people would say, nope, not a chance.
No,
the old one is a classic. I am not going to give you my money for this nonsense. I agree completely.
You know, I mean, I would love to see a Godfather with today's technology, but I don't want you guys to make it ever.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it would be kind of fun. I mean, I don't know how much more graphic you can get, but I don't need it in my life, and I don't want it in my life.
All right. So that is the good, the bad, and that's kind of really dumb. It's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.